Bell, who was another giant in amateur radio and was part of the technical mix.
Yes, Mel lived in my neighborhood. He had a house in Manhattan Beach, and I lived in Brighton Beach. I still have the apartment there. I haven't been there in a month and a half now. I can't go there now. And that's a whole other problem. Anyway, the fact that I couldn't go to New York created obviously a huge problem when my dad passed away last week. In any case, I knew him fairly well, and did quite a few field days with him. He was a huge presence at our KCRC field days, and got us amazing results with the antennas he put up. Amazing guy, and like I said, when Dick came over, and he and Mel would sit at field day all night long and talk about the technology. Never mind TechNet. I wish we had recordings of some of those, but that was before the time when everybody videoed and recorded everything. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, Frank, I heard possibly stories, possibly apocryphal stories about some of those midnight raids, and I too would love to hear recordings of them. That's the problem. A lot of stuff wasn't recorded because it wasn't quite that easy, and people didn't think of things that way. It's just everything was disposable. And that's sort of a shame. It probably would be very interesting to listen to those two having a conversation. I have that opportunity to a degree listening to the old archives of the Technical Net, because there are bits and pieces of those two getting together on a topic. And it would be nice if we had recordings of those things.
Of him sitting there all night with Mel at KCRC field days are not apocryphal. They really happened. I usually pooped out around 1 in the morning the days when I did the all night 40 meter operation on field day, kind of gone about 20 or 30 years ago. I just didn't have that kind of energy as an adult, unfortunately. So I usually had somebody drive me home around midnight or 1 a.m., and they were still going at it. And I usually found out in the morning that they were there talking until 8 or 9 a.m., just before I come back for breakfast and to do the closing hours of the field day. So those stories you've heard of.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I heard loads of them. I mean, unfortunately, after Mel passed away, Dick decided to do his regular field day lectures closer to home, so he stayed pretty much in Long Island. So I didn't really have an opportunity to see him there at the Kings County Radio Club's field. But that's the way things are. Never got around to being able to meet John to WGC either. It's a shame. At least we had conversations on the radio. That was special as well.
Okay, very good. I'm going to send you a link to an article I wrote about my dad's professional career. Not strictly about what he did with as an amateur, though it is related. And you're welcome to pass that on and post it to the KCRC also, because I don't think I've gotten around to telling them most of the guys. 7-3 for now. And I gather all is still going well with you there. I know you guys are kind of in the Eye of the Storm there. It's in Brooklyn and Queens. WB2BXL 73.
Yeah, it's a little scary here at times, but it seems to be slowly getting better, and I hope everyone keeps their senses and as it continues getting better. And 73 Frank, be well, be safe, and I hope we'll be able to talk again real soon. So thank you very much for participating and for your words.
Yes, thank thank you, Frank. KB2IQN, just wanted to say condolences about your father and thank you for your words about mine. Have a good night. 73.
George, did you want to add something?
WHCDL.
Yes, Andy.
Can I give you a call or is it too late?
You can give me a call. I assume that I'm going to be clear any minute now, but as soon as I'm clear, if you want to, you can give me a call.
Okay, but I thought it was over. Okay. I'll call you.
Okay, I was just asking if KB2FIU wanted to say something because he mentioned something and he didn't come back. So, George, if you're out there and you want to say something, you can.
Roy, thank you. KD2FRU, this is George. And I just learned a whole different twist in the last half hour to hour or whatever. But thank you, Roy. 73. The best to you.
Likewise, George, 73, and stay safe. And once again to everyone, stay safe, stay rational. Don't be frightened, but don't be fast raised. Someplace in the you always usually good. So once again, this is my second attempt, and hopefully this will be the successful one. This is Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra Roy, and I wish you all a safe and healthy week. And hope you'll be able to come back next Sunday night and participate in our next call next. Until then, be safe. I'm clear.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE. I don't even have an idea of what news it may be. I don't know what happened. You're all noise now. I didn't catch 99% of that. You at home?
Yeah, I put the amplifier on. I've been waiting for Dave to keep the line up to the highest spot on the tree and go up on the very steps.
I gotcha. Anyway, you were trying to think?
Okay, I'll start again. He's coming in both angles. He's made a little die. He becomes something. The other week I had asked where he was, and they said he was stressed. Stomach, non-stressed stomach issues.
I got that crackling. I didn't catch who you were speaking of. Give me 1 minute to get out away from this traffic light. Let me see if I got your phone number in my phone, okay?
I have yours, I think your cell number.
Well, if you got my cell number, it's a 516 number. Give me a ring. Either that or I'll call you.
Right now?
You're talking to me now. Why not?
Right. Good morning. Hold on.
Virginia Beach is ESE.
I just tried the number. I got the voicemail.
Yeah, funny thing happened. I'll tell you in a minute.
Because of this this virus going around. We were texting and then eventually zooming. He was showing me all these pictures of the puzzles that he created, that he built. So he said, why don't you build one? Why don't you get a puzzle? So I bought one. But Jerry, I'll tell you on the next go around, the problem I had with mine, I had 66 pieces missing the puzzle that I bought on eBay. But there's a happy ending to the story. So that's how I got into it. I figured the last time I built a puzzle, I must have been about 10 years old. And this is 1,000 pieces. 1,000 pieces. Not easy to do, for sure. It is challenging. Jerry, back to you.
Yeah, I'll stick with the 550 pieces. Actually, the 550 pieces, when you do the multiplication, comes out to 551. So your 1,000-piece puzzle is probably more than 1,000 pieces. You count the number of pieces across the bottom, count the number of pieces up on the side, if you have one, those two sections, and then just multiply them together. So it could be like 1,020 or whatever multiple comes out. Because I noticed that both these puzzles have, they end at, 29 on the bottom. So, they don't end like an even number like 30 or something like that. So it could be missing, 100 pieces. I counted mine the first time, and it looked like it was correct when I can't find a few pieces. And then the second time, after I put the pieces in, I said, say there are 3 missing in this row, 8 missing in that row, and it came to 10 short. So I might have added wrong before. We'll see when I get all the pieces in what happens. Anyway, good, Richie, let me get back to my work. I am officially working today, so I'm waiting for emails that haven't popped up yet. So anyway, I'll be listening on the side. Also, did you get the thing I forwarded to you yesterday? Last night, about midnight?
This thing that you forwarded about what?
UEI.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I did. Okay. Andy, so tell us how you had a happy ending. I know you had a problem. You realized you had a problem when you were trying to do the border. And then you found that the border was probably made up of a couple of oddball pieces. But anyway, tell us, Andy.
Okay, yeah, how is KB2UEI? All of a sudden I forgot her name. Ruby. How is she doing? Okay. And okay, Jerry, not being in the car. Yeah, I was missing 66 pieces because I could not finish the border, and the border is easy, as you know, because it's got a flat side. And I looked it over many, many times, looked over the pieces. I could not find all the pieces to finish the border, no matter what I did. So I decided to count the pieces, and it came up to 934 instead of 1,000. So the bottom line is I bought this on eBay. I contacted the seller that sold it to me. She was very nice about it. I didn't blame it. This was in a sealed box, brand new, never been opened. Even the pieces were in a sealed plastic bag. So I know it wasn't tampered with or anything like that. It was a manufacturer defect. So I contacted her, and she was nice to give me the name of the distributor that she gets it from. And they're located in Quebec, Canada. So she gave me the phone number and email address. So I contacted the distributor, and I explained the situation. And they were very nice. They sent me 2 puzzles free of charge. No charge. So I started building the first one. And they sent me a 1,000-piece puzzle and a 550-piece puzzle. And I counted the pieces on the 1,000, and I came up to the right number. So they're all there. So I started building it, and the border is done. First thing I did was the border, and that's complete. So, but it's a challenge because you could easily miss. You got to look at the pieces so closely. So I made some mistakes in the border putting the pieces together, because even though some of the pieces seemed to have fit pretty well, they really did not fit. and I had them transposed. Some pieces on the left side of the border belonged on the right side. Some pieces on the right side belonged on the left side. I fixed all that after noticing the defects. You know, after noticing what I did, I should say. So that's the story. All right. 3308, Rich, back to you, and I'm going to sign out because I got to take care of some stuff. Puzzles are good. K2KV, W8CDF.
Yeah, with my eyesight, I can't imagine how long it would take me to do a 1,000-piece puzzle. Maybe 2,000 years, I'm not sure. Something like that. Don't even try those things anymore. All right, Andy, I'll let you sign. And, well, that's it. Catch you later. K2KNB.
Yeah, I know. It takes a lot of patience, for sure. And it's not like I don't have the time for it because I'm busy with everything else, but this is a nice distraction. I'm actually, it's interesting, I like to watch the governor, Cuomo, when he comes on. So while I'm watching the governor, I do the puzzle at the same time. So it keeps me occupied while I'm listening to the governor speak and a few other, you know, people that come on with their special reports. You got the governor of New Jersey that comes on every day. So, yep. So, see you later. I'll post you in the WHC.
All right, Andy, enjoy the day, K2K and me.
So you finally got a good puzzle, huh? KC1SAM. How are you doing, Andy?
Oh, yeah, I got one. They sent me two, WHCDO. They sent me two, and so I didn't waste any time because a little bit of anxiety with this whole thing. So, as I said, I put it together. I got the border done, and I started building it. So far, so good. The other one is still in a sealed box. So, oh, wait. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I guess in a way you're lucky. They could have sent you one with wrong pieces. That would have kept you going for a while. Oh, you mentioned the governor. I listened to your governor, too. He's very, very good. He's excellent. He sits, he calm, he explains everything and gives you the reasons and so forth. He does a wonderful job. I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah, a lot of people are making comments on what he's stating the facts. And, he's not making up any stories or anything. I mean, some of the things that I've been hearing on the news, I scratch my head just hearing what I hear, from some other people. But, Cuomo is good, stating what the truth is, in my opinion, and, telling people like it is. Even though I feel a little bit more relieved, the numbers are coming down, things are getting better, but we're not out of the woods by a long shot. In fact, last night they mentioned that social distancing will probably be continuing throughout the whole summer. I would not be surprised if that's going to stay in place. Until they come up with a vaccine, that's the first thing. And of course, this massive testing and tracing is also mandatory. Once they ramp all that up, and even I want to get tested, because I've been down in the subways, for a long time, even in February, January, December, I was down at the 2nd Avenue subway, so who knows? And now they're stating that this virus was around then. I have no idea. So I want to find out. But, we'll just wait and see. So we'll just be careful, like everybody else, trying to be, and it'll be nice to get the businesses back, get the economy going again, that's for sure. Back to you.
Chase, you want to say?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, eventually everybody will be tested. You got to know. I just got up, by the way. Got a cup of coffee in front of me here I'm working on. And, yeah, no, good. The first part, you guys, he's very good, very good. My governor gets up and talks, and he sounds like a used car salesman. You just go, yeah, right, you know. So, anyway. Yeah, eventually, you're right, it's going to be, things are going to be the same. Just like after 9/11, there's some permanent changes. After this, there could be permanent changes. We don't know how far it'll go. So, could even be a phone app where you, if you've had it, you're immune to it, or you got your vaccination, and the phone app will alert other phone apps. Me, if you're not vaccinated, your phone beeps, or your phone gives a certain tone, says, oh, it's okay. You never know. But anyway, stay isolated. We do the best we can under the circumstances. I'm doing the same thing. I got my little projects here I'm working on. So, hey, I don't want to keep you. Just want to say hi.
Okay. No, I'm glad you did. That's good. I was just about ready to shut the radio off when you called. I gotta get some stuff done today. Take advantage. At least the weather's not the weather's not that great. Can't do much outside. I've been taking walks around the local track at the school here, but I didn't do it last week or the week before, and I want to do it again just to keep myself moving. Because the weather's just been so bad. It's been cold, and we haven't had that many sunny days. But they say starting next week, it'll be May. May is this weekend, so things will get better. So getting back to the social stuff, yeah, we have to be careful. I don't understand personally why some of the states are opening so soon when they haven't even reached their peak yet. We got to be careful because the virus is just not, it's not a dead issue. It's not gone. It's very much alive and well, this virus. Just stating it that way, we gotta stop the spread, which we've been doing very well for the most part. So, all right, let me go. I start talking, I talk too much. See you later, Sam. I'll be in touch. I'll talk to you. WHCDO.
Casey, what I say? Okay, yeah, no problem. I just wanted to give a quick hi. I'm tired. Not fully awake yet. So, the computer on, and the radio, and then I said, let me turn the rig on. So, alright, I will catch you. Have a great day, and, do what you're doing. That's all I can say, right? Seems to be working. Casey, when I see him, clear. Catch you again.
Okay, yeah, I'll be in touch. I'll talk to you soon. About the other ride we spoke about. See you later. WHCDO.
Oh, you almost forgot about that. Okay, bye.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu listening.
That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Yes, this is KB2VBN. KB2VBN. God bless you, Dick, from the TechNet. God bless you. Rich, are you on the frequency? KB2, Vivian. Not coming in at all. Nothing but static. KB2 VBN. KB2 VBN. Andy. Rich, are you on frequency monitoring? Thank you.
signal's coming out, but it's fair to poor, K2TGW. Absolutely, positively correct. K2 teaches them.
Okay. Everything's working out. Okay.
Bootlegger, unlicensed.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
KNH, KD2OGB Mobile. You there, Charlie? KD2OGB Mobile.
Doing all right. How are you making out?
If I could try to avoid all this food that's in the middle of the roadway, and all the seagulls are trying to get to it. Doing pretty good, Howard. How about you?
Could use a haircut. Who's putting food in the roadway?
I know, there's all these crumbs and paper bags on Nichols Road just as I turned off of Montauk, so... car behind me also went around it, but hey, it'll probably all be gone by tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing what ends up in the roadway. I think a lot of it isn't even on purpose, but, you know, I've seen trucks, stuff falling awful.
Yeah, on the way to work as usual, and I'm very glad I've got my HT with me today, because I have a feeling I know what the topic is going to be on the InfoNet tonight. And I didn't really get to interact with him that many times, but you gonna attend? It's at 8:30 tonight.
What's the topic?
Feeling we're all probably gonna hear about Dick if you haven't heard about him yet. Yesterday morning and learned about it on the TechNet last night. Very nice guy and very knowledgeable and loved answering questions, and he'll definitely be missed. But moving on, what else is going on with you?
Well, off